going to be looking at the Great Commission today. So if you have your Bibles or your phones, please turn to Matthew 28. I'm going to read it and then I'll pray. Matthew 28, 16-20. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age." Heavenly Father, as we think about the Great Commission, the depths of it, Lord, I pray that you would inspire us and encourage us, help us to think how we can be involved. Please, Lord, send us out to the power of your Spirit to make disciples. In Jesus' name. Well, I don't know about you, but last night I was watching the coronation at Sharon's house, and seeing the pomp and the extravagance, I was just thinking, wow, this is probably the most respected leader in the world today. He's the King of England and the UK. And this morning, we are going to be thinking about the King of the Universe, Jesus Christ. And he has ultimate authority. Charles might have some authority, but ultimately Jesus has authority. So this morning I want, my hope is that you will be encouraged as we see the authority that Jesus has, and that you will be impacted by the words of the Great Commission. And I hope these words speak directly to you. Because Jesus sent us out with his authority to make disciples. And often the Great Commission is great, and often people don't think that seriously. It's not a great suggestion. It's not, if you want to be part of it, you can. It's not an optional extra. It's for every follower of Jesus. It's a radical call to action. It's something that is not comfortable. And as Brett mentioned earlier, look at Acts. You see the outflow of the Great Commission. They take the gospel Jerusalem, Samaria, Judea, and to the ends of the earth. And so this morning I'm going to be talking about the gospel going to the ends of the earth. In Matthew, you could say that the Great Commission is the high point of this is a moment where the 11 seen Jesus in his resurrection. We saw in the Transfiguration Peter, James, and John. I guess they got a glimpse of what that resurrection body would look like, but now they get a permanence. They get to see him in his permanence. His body is eternal. He has been crowned with glory. He has been vindicated. This Jesus that has risen is worthy of our worship. He is worthy of our worship. Why? Because he has received all authority in heaven and on earth. And this fulfills a lot of Old Testament passages, one of which is Daniel 7:13-14. And that says, I saw in the night visions, and behold, from clouds of heaven there came one like the Son of Man. And he came to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him. And to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, and shall not pass away. His kingdom one that shall not pass away. The Son of Man predicted here is now the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who demands worship from all peoples, all nations. And this is the authority that he has inherited. This authority gives us the confidence to go to some of the hardest and most unreached places on the planet. And often people think, well, why do we have to go to these places? Surely God can do it some other way. But he uses us as people. And this mission is only in place while we are here on earth. This is the command that he has given us to do here on earth, to go out and make disciples. And Jesus has promised it will succeed. He will bring in his people. In chapter 24 in Matthew, Jesus says, and the gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations. Then this should give us unbreakable confidence as we go to make Christ known to the ends of our toes and to the earth. One of my favorite preachers is John Stott. He was an English preacher who passed away in 2011. And he says, fundamental basis of all Christian missionary enterprises is the universal authority of Jesus Christ in heaven and on earth. If the authority of Jesus were circumscribed on earth, if he were but one of many religious teachers, one of many Jewish prophets, one of many divine incarnations, we would have no mandate to present him to the nations as Lord and Savior. If the authority of Jesus were limited, if he had not decisively overthrown the principalities and powers, we might still proclaim him to the nations, but we would never be able to turn from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God. Only because all authority on earth belongs to Christ, dare we go to the nations. And only because all authority in heaven as well as he is, have we any hope of success. Brothers and sisters, Jesus, born King of the Jews, is now King of the universe, and he runs the mission. He is in control. His mission will not fail. And this is why he has given men throughout the ages confidence to go to some of the hardest places. One of my favorite missionaries is John Patton. And he went to Vanuatu, modern day Vanuatu, in the 19th century. Written an autobiography, which I recommend you to read. And in his autobiography, he tells of the opposition he faced from his own church in Glasgow, Scotland. to him, you'll be eaten by cannibals. The cannibals will eat you. And this didn't deter John Patton. And his response was, listen to this. Mr. Dixon, you are advanced in years now, and your iron prospect is soon to be laid in the grave. Bear to be eaten by worms. I confess to you that if I can but live and die serving and honoring the Lord Jesus, it will make no difference to me whether I am eaten by cannibals or by worms. And in the great day, my resurrection body will rise as fair as yours, marvelous about this indeed. Oh, what nerve to say that to an elder. I think if I said that, I wouldn't get away with it. So are you gripped by the reality that Jesus is King of the universe? Does this put a step in it? Does this put us pretty next to it? Because it should. Because this is the only confidence that we have to go to the nations. We have confidence that when we pray for different people groups, God will answer our prayers because his desires are impossible to go to the ends of the earth. And he can change the hardest of hearts. Look at the Apostle Paul, once terrorizing Christians, and then he became a follower of Jesus, and then went to the ends of the earth. We change and have that same kind of confidence in the gospel. This is true no matter where we are, what we do. Jesus has the authority to take people from sin and death and give us life. This is also the authority. The authority of Jesus is what gives us the encouragement to persevere under the hardest circumstances. John Bunyan, who I just talked about, lost his wife and son 4 months after the arrival. Buried them with his bare hands. But over and over, his faith and the authority of Jesus sustained him in the hardest of times. After 4 years of difficulty trying to escape from the island of Tanna, he was surrounded by native people who wanted to kill him. And he writes this in his autobiography. He says, my heart rose up to the Lord Jesus. I saw him watching all the scene. My peace came back to me like a wave from God. I realized that I was immortal to my master's work and wisdom. The assurance came to me as if a voice out of heaven had spoken, that not a musket, which is a gun, would be fired to wound us, but a club prevailed to strike us, not a spear leave the hand which it was held vibrating to be free, not an arrow leave the bow, or a killing stone the fingers without the permission of Jesus Christ. Uses all the power in heaven and earth. He rules all nature, animate and inanimate, and restrains even the savage of the South Seas. This man is incredible. We serve God, who is in control of the whole universe, and therefore we know that his mission will not fail because Jesus has all authority. This authority pushes us out to go, which leads to my second point. What is the mission of the Great Commission? Take a look at verse 9. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. All authority has been given to Jesus, therefore we go. Before we can evangelize, before we can share the gospel with you, we have to go to them. We have to draw near to them, just as Christ has drawn near to us. Okay? To approach someone that you don't know to share the gospel with them can be intimidating. And I know that for me, when I first went to Turkey, it was very intimidating to go up to a complete stranger who had never met before, and to tell them about Jesus. But as soon as I got talking to them, I felt more comfortable. The more that I did it, the more comfortable I felt. And so, it's as we go out and take the something that we are passionate about. Take the gospel to the unreached people groups. So what is the task that Jesus has given us? It's to go and make disciples. It seems easy, but if you say to me it's not easy, yet God chooses us to take this glorious good news to people who have never heard before. In chapter 4 of Matthew, Jesus implies that every follower of Jesus is a fisher of men. And then here, in chapter 28, every disciple is a disciple. For a long time, I have read the Great Commission as just applying to me, just to my person. But the Great Commission also applies to the corporate church. When the church has taken the Great Commission seriously, the church has flourished. When it has failed to do it, it has stagnated. Dried up and died. Why? Because discipleship demands evangelism and vice versa. It is an aspect of our obedience to Christ. If we are following Jesus, we will gladly go to the ends of the earth, to others for whom Christ has done. Now, Kevin DeYoung has provided a helpful definition of what the church is about, what it ought to be about. He says, the mission of the church is to go into the world and make disciples by declaring the gospel of Jesus Christ in the power of the Spirit, and gathering these disciples into churches, that they might worship and obey Jesus Christ now and in eternity to the glory of God the Father. It's our duty to go into the world and make disciples. But not all of us can go. Now, I understand that all of us are in different stages of life, different ages. But we are all called to be global Christians, to be concerned about what is happening in the nations. And all of us can be part of this great mission, whether it's here, sending people, praying for people, or going yourself. I think it's John Piper who said there's three kinds of Christians: goers, senders. The third option is disobedience. Third, choose that option. One man who has inspired me in making disciples is Dalton Trotman. He started the Navigators. He was a Southern Navigators when Billy Graham was doing his massive crusades, because they found that people weren't followed up and weren't being discipled. And so he had built discipleship. He wrote a book called Born to Reproduce. And this is what he says, and I think it's still relevant for the church today. He says the curse of today is that we are too busy. I'm not talking about being busy earning money to buy food. I'm talking about being busy doing Christian things. We have spiritual activity with little productivity. So what Dalton Trotman is getting at is there are so many things that we can do in the mission, so many things that we can do in the church, but we often get distracted from the main task that Jesus has given us, which is to go and make disciples. Which leads to my third point: how do we make disciples? What does making disciples consist of? Well, if you look at verses 19 and 20, it gives us the answer. Make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded. So we have preaching the gospel, baptism, and teaching everything. Nothing basically means for the disciples. First, we have to share the gospel. something that in my time in Turkey, I had the privilege of seeing a few people baptized. Actually, in the Euphrates River, which is mentioned in the Bible. And as soon as they announced their baptism to their family and friends, they were truly blessed by the Spirit in some places. And why is that? It's because they had made a decision to identify with Christ. They've shifted their identity from being a Muslim to being a follower of Christ. This is where persecution starts for many. Many terms. In Australia, we have so many freedoms. We have so much freedom to get baptized wherever we want, to take it wherever we want. The third thing that Jesus says here is that we are to teach them all that I have commanded. One of the things he taught was to take them out of the remember his sacrifice. I remember driving out outside of Istanbul towards the border of Bulgaria with a friend of mine. We went to a place called Edina, we went to go and follow some guys, some Christians, and they had never taken partaken in this, and so they wanted to take me in. So we went out to this place, we went out into the forest in the middle of nowhere because they didn't want to identify, they didn't want their neighbors to see them. So I just remember that being a surreal experience. Here we were in the middle of the forest, and we're having some meeting. Because I just think, here at my time, I'm sure I've never come down to the forest to take it. But here we were, in the middle of the forest. And this is the reality for many Turkish brothers and sisters. They have to buy. They have to get some kind of read their Bibles and see if they face persecution. It's important to note here that Jesus wanted say that the Great Commission requires to us. It actually requires our whole life. It requires that our lives are reoriented around Jesus and His mission. It might be here, locally, it might be responsible. Father, this morning,